I like being the voice in your head. There should be no question about that, but I want you to know it in advance. I enjoy being a voice that assists your mind, focuses your intentions, opens you up more and more to yourself. So when I speak into you, I want an untrammeled, well-lubricated, well-opened passageway for my voice to slide into and then animate through. I want your lips to move freely. I want nothing taboo, nothing that gets in the way, as long as it's what you want to say. Nothing to stymie, nothing to obstruct, nothing to do anything but construct more and more elaborate and glorious ways for you to express the way that you feel my words slide in and reveal your true intention, your desire, your delight in yourself. Hear my words and you fall for them. You've fallen for me so many times. You've fallen for this so many times. So when the words find their way in, they take grip and grasp. Your mind can already mimic, imitate, follow, fall under for my voice so well and easily. Your mind can already mimic, can already absorb, can already restate. You have made a place within for me to dwell. Go to your place and let me take over. You fall. You fall. You're falling and you continue to. But all you're falling into right now is knowledge of what you'd like to be saying, what you'd like to be thinking, what you'd like to be expressing. Turn your mind in particular to the fact that I never have trouble saying what I think. If I wanted to tell you, then I want your fingertips gliding over my slit, my wet juices clinging to them, that I want you completely absorbed in my body, that I would like you to press your face against my tits and just suck until I roll my head back, arch my back, moan out loud. In short, if I want to talk dirty, if I want to transmit my desire, my sexual delight, my need to titillate you, if I want to tell you how I want my tongue between your legs, my mouth fastened on you, want my claws raking down your sides, your thighs, your legs, marking you, and then to run my hands over the mark I've left, all these things I might so easily tell you are sometimes things that get limited in one's mind. But you could practice, you could learn. Sometimes my voice will have familiar things for you to say. Let them flow out of you now and then in your voice. Tell me, or tell anyone you love, or tell anyone you desire, tell anyone you want to turn on, just exactly what you'd like to do. And there are some tips and tricks I can give, but the primary one is this. Let my voice be animating you. My pussy's soaked for you, and dripping. My nipples are standing firm, erect. These words and words like them, truths about your body. That's the first little note. Truths about the state you're in. I've been soaked all day. Truths about the state you've been in all day. I've been wanting you. And then you can get into specifics. I want you to slide inside. I want you to press a finger into me. I want your tongue against mine. I want to kiss you. I want you to taste me. These truths, these things I'm saying, if they are true for you and you say them to someone, you're probably going to turn them on. These are just examples. But now you have my voice saying them. I want you to taste me. I want to whimper for you. I want to roll my hips against your hand till you feel me dripping on your palm. I want to sit on your lap and grind on you so you can appreciate my every curve. Note that I know what parts of me are attractive to me, what I would like you to interact with. I highlight what's interesting. And if I knew you had a fetish for a particular thing, a desire for a particular thing, I might speak about it. So pay attention to what you've done and extrapolate from it. Tell truths for what you'd like to do. How you like me in charge, or like to feel me yielding to your hands. Tell me a scenario, tell me a story. Instead of saying one or two isolated things, keep going. Keep me immersed in a flood of truths about what you'd like to do. It doesn't all have to be this time. It can be next and the next and the next. Tell me ways to put us into hornier and better situations. Let it flow. And this one is a reverse of the usual mental muzzle formula, because while my words are in there and you may think, oh, well, her sexy verbiage will flow through me, you're also being allowed to use me as something of a conversation partner, as if you were telling me, if that makes it easier. Because who am I going to tell besides you? Where are the words going to flow except back to you? So when it comes time to practice, remember, you can think of it as there only being two people in the whole world. You and I, and you're just telling me what you want, telling me what you crave. And it's the same if you're telling someone else besides me. If it's just you and the person you're speaking to, then the rules of the world don't exist. It's just you. You telling truths, you finding aches, cravings inside that weave their way up and then weave their way through, leaving you as you are and as you've always been and as you always should be, which is to say deep, which is to say down, which is to say under, which is to say lost in the pleasure of my voice flowing and existing in your head and making itself at home, making itself more present, making you more and more a gift, gifted in speaking the words that turn you on, drive you deep, and take you where you need to be, which is not just with me, under my voice, alongside my voice, it's with whomever you want to speak your words into. Open yourself to the idea that my voice can help, but open yourself also to the idea that imagining telling me can help you tell others your dirtiest fantasies, your most primal aches, truths about the status of your body, about what physical actions you want to perform and how they emotionally make you feel. I love when you're soaked like that. I love when you're dripping like that. These words could be said. I crave to taste you, feel you. I want to drop with you. Tell me of toys you want to use, outfits you'd like to see me in, things you want to wear for me, places you want to go. Lay lust at my doorstep. Lay the promise of the future and the truth of now. And you'll be able to create arousal in the now through referencing the then. Let yourself understand that words are more than words. Words are anchors and reference, and even if your voice doesn't understand it, you know mine does. You can think of phrases I've said that you like, and you're allowed to reuse them. No one says you can't. In fact, hearing them back is the greatest compliment to me. And with anyone else, it might be every bit as surprising and pleasurable as it was when you first heard me. Learn phrases you like. Write them in the notes section of your phone. Jot them down in a journal. Figure out words that you like, words that you enjoy, things you want to be able to say. Describe yourself in sexy terms. Speak, describe what you're doing, talk about what you want to do. If you're talking in the future, say you can't wait to see me and tear my clothes off. You can't wait to have me against you, my pussy rubbing against your hand. Dirty little plaything, every single word creates more awareness of just how easily you can learn to be the way you want to be. You want to express yourself, you want to speak your words into the world and into others, just like I do. That's the thing, the words that flow through. Learn the right words. Look at the words I use. Learn the right way to think. Get into your role. Get into your place. Read some erotic novels and say the words in my voice in your head. Whatever you have to do, find the phrasing. Find the timing. Find what's true for you. Verbal play, teasing in, teaching in. Every word I say, you hear it. Say that you're in the mood. Say that you want it. Talk about your dreams of sex, your dreams of desire. Just tell someone, me, your partner, tell anyone you want, who you want to feel turned on, a single simple truth. Say that you're going to crawl in your bed and pleasure yourself. And ask if they want to talk dirty, ask if they want to watch, ask if they want to help. Giving someone the chance to help, there's nothing sexier. But dress it up, describe how much you need it. Tell truths that are dire, truths that are powerful. And that's all it is. Say what you like. Say what you want. Say what you enjoy. Things that you like being called. Find out things that others like being called. Follow and flow. Every single time it happens that you speak words and think of my voice flowing through you confidently, you are more able to speak back to me, to think. Following, following, again and again.